You're listening to The Nerd Cave Show, coming to you live from Audio Crazy's living room, where I tied up the beard and he's sitting in the back. Shush, beard, drink your happy juice. You can follow us on www.nerdcaveshow.com, or you can go to Facebook at facebook.com/nerdcaveshow. And now, on with the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday evening, and it's time for The Nerd Cave Show. You're seeing us again for the first time in a while. I'm sitting right here next to the audiophile that makes listening to anything worthwhile. Good old Audio Crazy. Ray, how you doing?
Good evening, everybody. I'm doing really good. It's been a interesting week. We're trying something a little different, though. Some of you guys are seeing us on live on Instagram.
We are on Instagram.
We are. It was a bit of a setup to get... go live on Instagram. Unfortunately, the rotation is kind of weird, so there's a ton of space above our heads that's yeah, nothing going on.
You guys see planes flying over here, Sue.
But we have the podcast set of actually routing through, so we wanted to do that because we didn't want like a big echo chamber and stuff like that. So yeah, if you guys wondering why things kind of sound like a little weird, that's because we're live on Instagram tonight. We're doing this... We're playing around having some fun again.
Yeah, we're trying to anyway. You know,
exactly.
I mean, you can't. It's always got to try some new things, right? You
know, exactly, I mean, exactly. I think that on Instagram, this is the first time on our channel that we've ever gone live. So, we will find out whether we get kicked or not with some of the music that we're playing. We may get in trouble.
If we all of a sudden stop, on Instagram, you know something happened. But we're going to keep recording, so you know.
Exactly, exactly. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another wonderful, chaotic, exciting, and questionable.
Always questionable.
Always.
That's my favorite word to describe this show, actually.
Yeah.
Questionable.
I have to do this because now that we're on Instagram, you guys can we're actually showing off the bottle. Tonight, we are trying out this Redemption Bourbon Whiskey.
It's not bad.
No, it's from Indiana. Straight bourbon whiskey. It's very tasty. It's very tasty. They've got batch numbers on here. They got a bunch of other stuff that normally I don't look for. I just see, happy juice. And I buy it because it was a reasonable price. I love the bottle, though. I really love this bottle.
That's a heavy-duty bottle.
Honestly, this is starting to be the runner-up for the...
The server? The
liquid? Yes. The liquor server.
Liquor server, yeah.
Liquor server, that's right. Those you guys don't remember. It's a project I've been working on for several years. I am taking a small liquor cabinet, little one that you can put around in the home. It's got beautiful little details on the side, white marble on the top. And I saw that, and the first thing I went is, I can shove a computer in that. And
figures. That's what he would think.
I bought it from...
Central Park Antique Mall.
Yeah, Central Park Antique Mall. I went through there. That place is very dangerous because you will go through there and your wallet will scream, but you will come out happy.
You will. I'm there every Thursday.
So I've been slowly... I've been buying bottles, but we have to get the liquid out of them. But no, I've been periodically trying to find good whiskey bottles that I can use as reservoirs because I am going to liquid cool the whole thing.
I like that bottle though.
I do. I really like this bottle. Listen to this.
It's solid.
That's a hefty bottle.
It's nice.
So yeah, no, this is actually some good stuff. We poured a little bit heavier tonight, so we are nice and happy. So yeah, you guys are curious. This one's got, I like it, Redemption Bourbon, and it's out of Indiana. What is it? It's Redemption Barrel Selections, Lawrenceburg, Indiana. RedemptionWhiskey.com. Good stuff. Very good stuff. All right. Good evening, everybody. Before we get off on the show, because we were going to definitely talk about Alpha 20 for 7 Days to Die got released Monday afternoon, and I spent a bit of a fight getting that working. But before we get into that, because I'm definitely going to talk about that, that's like kind of one of the big main things I want to talk about tonight, because I've been loving it. There is a set of bugs, but
we'll get through them.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to it. The first thing we want to talk about is our Indie Game Spotlight.
Ooh, what's the new one?
So Indie Game Spotlight is basically we kind of go out, pick a indie game on typically either on itch.io or on Steam. Typically Steam, because I know a lot more people with that, and itch.io is still kind of it's very popular to those who know. Steam, everybody knows.
Right.
Itch.io is more of a, not too many people know, but those who do know, they know.
Oh, they know.
Yeah.
Right.
So this one is called Mecha Knights. And
that one looks cool.
It really does. It's gotten a very positive review. It's currently, as of today, it's got a, it's on sale. It's really a $16 game, but it's on 15% off.
Not bad.
No. It is they call it Mecha, and I'm pretty sure they couldn't call them mechs, basically, because I don't believe they can legally get away with it. I believe the term mech, as in, like, mecha warrior, is too close, and they can get nailed for that.
Right,
I feel bad for them. But it gives me a lot of vibes, because it looks like you can kind of custom tailor your mechs with certain weapons. You get... It sounds like it's got a little bit of a Serious Sam vibe, where you can do endless hordes. But you do customizable mechs, and it's like a $15 game. And for the amount of positive reviews it's gotten, I was just like, you know what? This is definitely one that's going to get spotlighted. So if you guys want to find, I'm going to put a link on the website, audiocrazy.com, or just go to nerdcaveshow.com. Or if you're looking in the show notes tomorrow, I will have, if you click the link, it'll take you to audiocrazy.com, where I'll have the links. Definitely go check it out. It's a $15 game.
$15 is not a bad price for a game.
No,
it's not.
It's actually a really good price. So definitely go check it out. Let me pull it up here. So it's being developed. It was developed by Damian Kubiak. It was released this year on August 30th. So August 30th, 2021.
Nice. Okay.
And you got endless hordes, customizable mechs. I mean, it sounds like it's got not a ton of reviews, but most, like 93% of them, are very positive.
Nice.
So those who have played it have loved it. So that's definitely why. It is single player. It's not multiplayer. So that's kind of a cool thing. So anyway, that is Mecha Knights. Mecha Knights Nightmare. And that is on... Steam, link on the website. All right, how have you been, Beard?
Hanging in there, man. Hanging in there.
We didn't get to meet last week because I had to work late. I had a bunch of stuff come up at the office, and it was just like, there's no way this is happening tonight. And we were going to try to. I think we were trying to get together on Thursday, and that just didn't quite happen. So
yeah,
we just decided, you know, we're just gonna kind of. Do our own thing.
We'll just be here on the Tuesday night and, you know, hold down the Tuesday night thing.
Exactly. So, where is it? Give me a second here. I'm trying to find... Give me just a second. I want to look at something real quick. There we go. Turn this down. Apologize for me going sideways on this. So, most of you guys know... There's two games that I've been spending the most time with lately. Whatever I have spare time, there's two games I've been playing, and one I've kind of diminished. I actually haven't played in a week. That's World of Warcraft. But the other game that I currently have over 300 hours or close to 300 hours of playtime in is 7 Days to Die. Yeah. Oh yeah. Good stuff. I love that game. I've been playing Alpha 19.6 has been out for some time now, and they've been working on Alpha 20. Well, this Monday, so yesterday, around noon, about 12:30, I think it was when it finally hit, they dropped Alpha 20 for 7 Days to Die.
Nice.
Oh, it's been... A few things I'm gonna let you guys know of right now. If you go and look at the changelog list between 19.6 and A20, it is a massive book. They have really, really, Like, it's almost, it looks like the same game, but there's a bulk of it. It's a new game.
Really?
Nice. Well, okay.
I haven't actually had time to jump on, so I haven't been on there for a couple of weeks now. So
you'll have to pull down a new map because I had to generate a whole brand new map on my server. So as soon as it hits, now mind you, if most people, when you try to go, you're going to try to connect and look at it, and you're going to see, you're not going to download Alpha 20. The reason being is it's considered experimental. You have to go into the betas tab in Steam and then pull and tell it latest experimental, and that's how you get Alpha 20.
Okay.
It's still a work in progress. I'm going to say that much. If you don't want to deal with the bugs, stay away from Alpha 20. No bitching when you play that. I'm just saying right now. Because it is buggy.
Yeah.
But it is so much fun. There is so much that they've made change. Now, I'm not a big fan of the farming changes. It used to be you planted a seed you had to build a farm plot and you planted a seed, and eventually that seed would turn into whatever plant of the seed you harvested. And then you harvest a plant, but there's always a seedling sitting there.
Gotcha.
Well, now when you harvest, it takes it away and you have a 50% chance of getting a seed. I know some people that are like, yeah, I've had 9 attempts on the same plant, or I've had 9 attempts on plants and I haven't got a seed once. And so
I can definitely see people getting frustrated with that.
I really, really don't like it. I do not like taking away the system. It wasn't perfect. I'm not saying that the farming was anywhere near perfect, but I liked it substantially better than what we have now. I don't like, oh, it's a random chance. You don't have that seed. Well, you have to either A, get lucky enough to find a seed out there. And if not that, then you just don't get it anymore. Yeah. And it's like, I don't like this. And I've already been like, my main focus has been on the perk Lucky Looter. I can increase my chance of getting stuff. And it's still, I don't get seeds that often. So I really, really don't like that change.
Okay.
I'm very much yes, I do believe you guys there should have been some revamps and stuff, but overhauling it, and I really, really do not like this new system. I know some people are like, oh, it's fine. I'm like, no, it's basically you're farming on a luck chance. And I'm already played enough games where everything's RNG. We don't need to put this kind of RNG in farming. And honestly, farming is one of those things that I don't think you should have to put that much effort into. Because I think if they would have just done a simple tweak, rather than going, oh, well, a random chance of getting a seed and you may not be able to farm again, how about you just make it where from going from a seedling to a full plant you can harvest, why don't you just extend the time? But the nice thing was, is the way I liked the old system was, if I harvested crops, I didn't have to do them. And it wasn't as much. There's now you have to put a ton of effort into something you really shouldn't.
Okay.
And it's taking away my time from doing base building. It's taking away my time from doing. I think they wanted to try something. I really hope they revamp it. I like the idea that I didn't have a ton of seeds.
Yeah.
And now you're either going to get a ton of seeds or you're not going to get any. And that bothers me.
Well, I guess, I mean, you can look at it one way. If they keep that in there, which I'm sure they'll tweak that, it could be that they're going to... that can really bring in the trading aspect.
Yeah.
With other, with other players, you're trying to build your own community, and then you can work with other communities so you can trade. This community might have this, that community might have that.
I can kind of see that, but I know a lot of, I see this more, here's the thing is, I see it more as it's going to allow more people who grief. And I also see, because you got to remember on my server, it's a private server and it's only between me and a handful of us.
Yeah.
I've currently invited a few more people onto the server. So we've got, there's like 6 or 7 of us now, which is kind of nice, but we all work together.
Yeah.
And I'm not liking the farming requiring a lot more effort. To me, making food is what you do as a quick thing. Yes, there's a little bit of work, but it shouldn't be that much work, because your whole focus is going out looting, building bases and stuff like that. I think there's too much work in crafting food, in, or at least in farming. I don't know. Maybe they'll do like a little fine tweak here soon and adjust the percentage of drop or something like that, and it won't be as nearly as much. But I know this is a totally new system and they had to have a starting point. So I'm not trying to bash them or anything. I'm just saying, yeah, I really don't like this. And I know they tweaked the amount it costs to make farm plots. That's been a real bulk. Like I've literally only been out of the 4 hours I played, I was only able to get to the point where I can make one because didn't want to spend, I was more focused on getting other things, farm plotting, making farm plots was not something I wanted to put a ton of focus in, but I guess I'm going to have to. But I'm going to say this, when getting back into the bugs and stuff, I'm going to be very, very careful for those of you who want to play with the experimental build, because I actually posted a video on Reddit. I was riding along on a motorcycle and somebody else was having problems. People were saying, the more I was reading, they were saying was having a load. It was loading chunks.
Okay. And then
before I go any further, those of you guys don't understand, I want to explain this. Chunk loading or loading chunks. A chunk in a game is essentially an amount of data or amount. Typically, that is used in like Minecraft, 7 Days to Die to use it. There's a couple of other games. And when you have a massive world, you can't have that massive world all loaded into memory at the same time. So to be better resource management and stuff like that, you will load portions of the map. You will only load the portions that the player is actually in. So the what was happening is we were going into these new zones. Like this is all brand new map. We were going to we went over to a city that was a distance away, and we were having loading issues. I was also one guy, he kept getting disconnected, but I also think it's something to do with his computer. Maybe his computer was having a hard time with Alpha 20, because none of the rest of us were getting disconnected. It was just him. But it may have caused a cascade effect with other issues. I don't know. But I went to the zone, and this is where I posted the video. I was out there on my little motorcycle. It's like a go-ped. Like a two-wheeled...
like a mini-bike.
That's right. Gotcha, okay. Thank you, it's the mini-bike. And I'm out there rolling through the city. All of a sudden, I just come to almost a complete crawl speed. Just like real slow. And then I start sinking through the concrete.
Okay.
It was just like, oh, wow, this is 7 Days to Die quicksand. And the funny thing was, is I'd start to slowly sink, and the zombie was whacking away at me. I'm sitting there like, what do I do? Eventually, my camera, you can see, I go underneath the concrete. Now I'm looking around, I'm like, oh, cool, there's huge, the map generation for sewers is impressive. I want to find it because I saw it from a distance while clipping through the ground shouldn't have been. Like I said, Alpha 20 bugs.
We had to
expect the fact that they were going to be there.
Yeah.
So I did that, and all of a sudden, I hop up, and then there's zombies whacking away on me. I was like, oh, crap. And so I start sinking again, and I decided, maybe if I dismount.
Yeah.
From the motorcycle as I'm sinking through. So I dismount and I just start falling.
Oh no.
Under the map. Then eventually I pop up and then I'm still getting whacked on. So I kill a bunch of them, but by that time I'm already bleeding out. I've already taken a ton of damage. I've already, there's so much is going on. So I was just like, oh, I was a little upset because my motorcycle, and eventually we found it. One of the other guys, Old Crow, went over and he found that, and it was literally halfway through the concrete. Luckily, it was the handlebars and the seat were still sticking up out of the ground and where I could pick it up. But I had to walk all the way back over there. I had a bit of a walk to get back to my motorcycle. But luckily, I got it back and then I died again. Yay.
That's how 7 Days to Die goes sometimes.
Exactly. Now, for those of you who want to play, for those who want to play Alpha 20, for 7 Days to Die Alpha 20 on Steam, all you have to do is when you right click, whenever you see the name on the left hand side, the text 7 Days to Die, Mm-hmm. Okay, right click on that, go to properties. It'll open up the properties windows. One of the options, when that little window comes, you'll see betas. Click on that, and there's a drop down menu. You go have to scroll all the way down and see latest experimental. That's what Alpha 20 is.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. At your own risk. One, you have to generate all new maps. You lose your other ones unless you back them up. And there's tricks to that pretty easily. And then, I completely, my 19.6, and we're still debating on it, 19.6, I completely backed up everything before I deleted everything to download Alpha 20 fresh install. I tried to upgrade. That didn't work. I tried fresh install. That didn't work. I fought with an hour, but I'll get to that. Now, if you're running server, a handful of us, those of us who are running dedicated servers using Steam CMD, and those of you guys that are like, you guys running dedicated server, okay, please understand, if you're running Steam, that's not a dedicated server. They may put a dedicated server, but a dedicated server actually runs from Steam CMD. It's all command line. It looks like a text box. That's all you get. And actually, that's the best way to run dedicated server, because you get the minimal. You don't have a bunch of user interface and a bunch of other crap eating up memory or processing. It's very clean. But for those of you that are running dedicated servers, and I know most of the guys, especially me, because I was digging through forums for about 3 hours until somebody posted a fix. But those of you guys who are running dedicated servers, haven't quite figured it out, update your Visual Studio runtime library. You can go to Microsoft and just get the Visual Studio. I think it's 2015, 2017, whatever. I get 2005, I can't remember. But download the latest redistributable. I did not say that right. Rented lips. But
redistributable.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Download that, install that, reboot your server, and then 7 days to die, Alpha 20 should run fine. Alpha 20 runs a whole bunch of new code, and you're going to need to make sure everything gets up to date.
Now,
I made sure I was running, my Windows server was running, because I'm running server 2000, I mean, I can't remember, am I running 16 or 19? But I made sure Windows was up to date, but the Visual Studio had to be up to date. What'd you say?
My question, that's for folks like yourself that are running the dedicated server, right?
Yes.
If you're just a player such as myself, someone that wants to play the game, I don't need that, right?
No, because you'll have the graphical interface and you'll have it pretty much is I think it's, for the most part, it is the same. You just have a graphical interface to edit the, basically, like for me to make any changes to the game, don't drop stuff on death, bunch of other stuff. There is no graphical click here. No, I have to go. I use Notepad++, but I use a text editor to edit the config files.
Gotcha.
To add, that's one thing I haven't tried. See, I ran Alpha 20 yesterday. I don't know if, how the Twitch integration works. Mm. I have not attempted that. So that's going to be my next test.
Next experiment.
Yeah, it really is. Well, I don't know if I'll be able to get to play tonight, but, it was quite a bit of an experiment, but I'm going to say this. The amount of changes they made between Alpha 19.6 and Alpha 20 experimental in the map generation. Now, they had posted, FunPimps had posted that they had basically a whole new engine. So I think they scrapped it and started with something with new. They probably ran across some guys say, hey, try this, and they like went with it. Massive difference. Okay. I don't know if I told you, when I first launched launched the server for Alpha 19.6, I had a quad core Xeon, 16 gigs of RAM on a 4-drive array. And I've done 2 upgrades since. I upgraded from a quad core 2.2 to a quad core 3.4 with hyper-threading. So that's a bit of a difference. But the other thing I did was I kept the OS and my backups on my RAID array, my 4-drive RAID, and I added an SSD that's just strictly to run the dedicated server. Steam CMD runs on a completely separate drive. And I did that because I know when the OS does writing and stuff, it can cause latency issues with the loading chunks and stuff. So I figured if I moved the Steam to a drive, to an SSD, a Samsung SSD, all by itself and nothing else ran on the SSD, that's going to be the best performance because the OS is still going to use its drive and the four drive array. The, you know, it's RAID 10, so it's two drives, basically two mirror pairs with two, basically it's redundancy and speed. There you go.
Okay.
Basically I have four drives, four 1 terabyte drives. It's only 2 terabytes. Two of the drives are striped and the two sets of stripes mirror each other. So I've got that bit of a redundancy. If one drive dies, I can yank it, plug in a new drive and off I go.
Whee! Yay. Yeah.
But through the upgrade, now mind you, when I did going back to it, sorry, the map generation. Now this was an 8K map by default. You have typically three map sizes. You have the standard size, which is about what they call 6K, 6,100. I can't remember what it is, but it's like 6,000 by 6,000, a little bit over that. Next one up from that is 8,000 by 8,000. And they typically say you want to have minimum 16 gigs of RAM to run an 8K map. If you do anything, depending on how many people you have on. And I found for us, an 8K map was perfect because we were 100 days in and there were still places we hadn't quite hit.
Yeah.
So that's what it's like. I was like, no, 8K is the perfect size, especially for us because we got Jawa James. That
until we get some more people.
Exactly. We're working on that. We got a few more people that hopped in.
Yeah.
I know the guys are playing right now and I'm sitting here doing the podcast and I'm sitting here kind of twitching, but anyway, so when I created our first 8K map, now mind you, it was a randomly generated, it wasn't a prefab map. It was a randomly generated map, with a world, a random seed. When basically the whole point of the seed was I wanted a specific type of map designed but it randomly generated everything. And that took an hour and 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
It took an hour, 45 minutes on the original setup. Since then, I did a CPU upgrade, and then I did the SSD upgrade. And yesterday, when I know those would make minor changes, but there's a massive difference between A19 map generation engine and the new A20. And to put it in perspective, it took 10 minutes. No, it was 15 minutes total. From launching it, generating a new 8K map, and the server was accessible.
Wow.
15 minutes.
Not bad.
No, it's massively impressive.
Yeah.
Like, even if I did the hardware change, it still would have taken over an hour on A19.6. But with the A20, it's massively different. Now, like I said, there's still a bunch of bugs. It is at Alpha 20. It is experimental. You guys have been warned. But other than that, it's fun. Oh, it's so much fun. I have died so many times. The new feral, you can kind of tweak it a little bit, but at night, zombies are feral.
Ooh.
So I did tone it down. Like they can go into a full run at night.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's why my face was nommed on so many times.
nom.
Yeah, pretty much. Yes. I turned it down to where now they're down to Karens. They can only jog.
Gotcha.
So I've turned the zombies down to what I'm calling Karen mode, which is like they can't run at you, but they won't walk. They'll kind of run, they'll jog at you. So it gives you a little bit more, because what was happening is we would have four or five zombies in a specific area while we were out by ourselves, and we were just constantly dying.
Yeah.
I thought it was a bit excessive, so I thought jogging was a good. We're going to try that out and see how we like that. I fixed it because... When you do a server upgrades, you can't just copy a lot of your system config files over because they've added a bunch of new variables.
Oh, okay.
They've added a bunch of new stuff, which I expected. That means you can't copy and paste. So now you have to go through and kind of take take your old config file, use it as a reference point to move information over, like your server name, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want a randomly generated map? What seed do you want to use? And I did. I just randomly created a seed. So I just randomly made a seed in order to. I didn't want anything. I wanted something a little bit unique for our map. It's done. Oh my god, the map generation! It is. The cities look like we have one city that kind of looks like it feels. Kind of like, slight outskirts of Bakersfield. You know, it reminds me of Pumpkin Center. we have businesses and stuff all around there, but there's a little bit of space between them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And then
all right.
The next city over, it kind of feels like that on the outskirts, but as soon as you get inward, it is massively dense. It feels like LA.
Oh, nice.
Yes. The city streets look amazing. There's sewer systems we haven't gotten into yet. It is so impressive.
I heard you kind of mentioned the sewer systems earlier when you were talking about when you were sinking through the concrete. Mm-hmm. That's new, isn't it? Because I don't remember. Yeah.
No, they didn't. Well, I mean, it's still going to be limited. There's going to be certain zones. Like, they'll have some, and it'll kind of look, they'll figure out ways of making. But I was looking at them, and it's like, there's a couple of houses in, if you look in A20 or A1926, you will see that some of them will have some underground sewer type thing, but they're real small sections.
Yeah.
These looked like they were several buildings big.
Oh, wow.
Or at least they have made them where there's underground sewer stuff that can generate and randomly create different sections that join together to make a unique sewer kind of underground. It's so cool.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. And I've really, really been impressed.
I need to jump on there and check that out.
Yeah, it won't take you near, for whatever reason. Well, okay. It will take longer. The longer you wait to hop in, because what happens is as we keep playing, the map save file gets bigger and bigger.
Right.
So as soon as you upload, as soon as you have to connect, you'll have to pull that data down.
Yeah. So I can be where I can go to the places that you've gone and. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you just got to pull down. You got to remember the map data, the save data constantly grows.
Yeah.
As we do stuff. Blood Moon, I changed it back. So Blood Moon's not every 7 days, it's every 14. So we've got.
Oh, okay. All right.
2 weeks in game to hurry up and prep before we get the nom party kicks in. I have a feeling we're going to be nommed on pretty hard this time.
For those of you that don't know, that are unfamiliar with 7 Days to Die, the reason that the game is titled 7 Days to Die is because when it starts, when you start playing the game, from that point, you have 7 days to either prepare some kind of a base, some kind of a defensible headquarters, or find somewhere.
Yep.
And then you have what is called a blood moon, where that particular night the moon will turn blood red, and your surrounding area, you know, it glows red from the moon glow, and you are automatically hunted by these zombies.
Yep.
Now I noticed in the one that I played last, which is Alpha
19.6. Yeah.
Okay, 19.6. The difference in that one and when I played, the one that I play on the PS4, which is version 1.18.
Uh-huh.
When you crouch in that, the older version on the console, you get, it's like a little readout. You know whether you're undetected by a zombie or whether you're hunted. I didn't see that on
it's
the other one.
Bottom left corner, and it's like a yellow bar that kind of creeps up. And it's kind of like an eyeball. It almost looks like an eyeball, like an outline of an eye.
Okay. See, I wasn't familiar with the placing of it, because on the console version, it's in the center of the screen.
The problem is that they haven't updated the console in a long time.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're.
It's a really old one.
I don't know if they're going to.
Actually, I did see that much of a video. One of the guys, one of the developers, was talking about, yes, they are going to update that, but they're focusing on the PC version right now.
PC Master Race.
I used to give them a hard time for it, but I have to agree, game wise. I mean, yeah, I'm having fun.
You got to remember though, that like the PC and games like this will be better for multiplayer. Plus the fact that we can have I don't know how well map management 7 Days to Die does on consoles, because consoles typically have, like, maybe the PS5 does a much better job of it. But the PS4, I mean, it's many years old, and it doesn't nearly, it's not going to have all the RAM and everything and the video processing.
Right.
So we'll see. We'll see what they work with. I know they're working on it. Who knows how long it's going to be. I know it's something that they plan very much to update.
Yeah.
But I know I don't know what Sony or Xbox is, you know, you guys are in alpha. Because I know, like, Fortnite was really, like, constantly. Are they still in alpha?
I don't know, to be completely honest.
Years later, But I don't know if those companies have changed their policy because they got sick and tired of companies staying in alpha for years.
Yeah, they might have.
Making millions of dollars. And the company's like, no, we're still alpha.
Right.
And they're like, no, yeah, this is ending. We're not doing this anymore. But yeah, it's, I've been having a lot of fun. To put things into perspective, I'm a huge WoW player, World of Warcraft player, and I haven't played in a week. I kind of have been taking a break because
I can see that.
Yeah. It's, so I've been getting a bunch, I've been streaming again too. Like, I don't know if you guys, anybody's seen, but I've been, if you go look at Audio Crazy, you know, you can find the links, but I've been streaming on Twitch. I've been showing some other people how to play. Like, there's a bunch of new players that have been hopping. I've been hopping on watching other people's live stream, 7 days to Die. And I'm like, dude, do this. So now what's fun is, I'm sitting there learning all the new ways of doing things. Like, a bunch of things have changed. Like, before you had to put down the block, the frame, the wood frame block, and then upgrade that. Now it's just a solid block.
Oh, nice.
It kind of looks like, particle wood.
Okay.
And then you upgrade it to regular wood and stuff like that.
Got you. Okay. Okay.
But they have added, like, I don't know. Somebody, I think someone said a thousand different shapes. But I know they've added at least several hundred, at least 100 or so good shapes.
Oh, like, nice.
Rather
okay.
than having to, you know, the letters?
Yeah.
You used to have to craft on a workstation with metal and stuff. No. That's the block. You can make all your letters, and they even added some new, like, exclamation points, commas, period, stuff like that. So, yeah, they've added.
You can
added,
leave messages for each other that way.
Pretty much.
You can have fun with it.
They've got the big, what is it, the circle with the cross in it, the no sign.
Yeah.
They've
okay.
got that in there now.
Oh, nice. All
so
right.
So they've added a whole bunch of stuff. It's pretty impressive how a lot, they've done massive refunds. Like I said, the change log they've done, they posted, it was a massive, massive read. They added pipe weapons.
Nice.
And they're I had the pipe pistol is okay.
So that part at least kind of reminds me of like I'm sorry, I'm blanking at the wrong time. Fallout.
Okay, Fallout. There's actually a bunch of there's some areas in the game that basically gave me Fallout vibes.
Really? Okay.
And there's
all right.
some other areas in the game that gave me vibes from other places. Like, there's a lot in that game that just, it's like you can see where they took some inspiration from.
Yeah.
So
right.
I've been having a lot of fun with that. But they've added pipe weapons as the introductory weapons. Those are the easiest ones to get.
Nice. Okay. It makes sense.
Insane reload times. They don't do a whole lot of damage, but they work. Eventually, I'm hoping we'll get up to stuff. Like I said, I'm already up to, within a couple hours, I got myself up to Lucky Looter 3.
Okay.
So I'm already starting to find some decent stuff, decent recipes.
Nice. I really need to jump on there. I need to get in there when you guys are on there, because
you got to pull down what I would recommend is deleting yours, and then when you go, I think you can just download it and install that's actually all I did. As I right clicked on it, properties, betas, and the experimental build.
Okay.
I did just pull down Alpha 20. It's been working fine.
Okay. I'll try that and see what happens.
Yeah. Then, what is it? There's a few people that say after you do your initial setup, shut down the server. So this afternoon I even rebooted the server itself. So
okay.
I haven't heard anybody complain. No one's texted me with major issues. So I'm hoping that everything has kind of gotten worked out.
Yeah.
I'm hoping as soon as the podcast is over, I will go hop on and take a look at stuff. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Crafting's been interesting. The new blocks have been interesting. They're kind of the same but slightly different. All the immense amount of shapes really means you can really custom tailor your base how you want to do it.
Nice.
And once you start finding things, like we've already got a forge set up and we've been loading that thing up. We're trying to get to upgrading. We're still trying to find a base. The guys are trying to find one right in the middle of the city. I was like, dude, let's Let's find something that's a little bit more defensible, with
right.
Something on the outskirts of a town that we can still go into the town
yeah.
to loot from, but then come back to the bay. So we're still like, there are so many. We go like, well, what about this one? Ooh, I like that one. What about the? Ooh, I like. Oh, excuse me. Oh, I like that one too. Like, we are literally shopping around. Because what it is like, most people just build a base. We usually take over a building, especially
right.
usually the commercial ones. And this
and
is
modify.
Why modify. But not only that, but if you take over a house, it's typically made from wood blocks. Those are easily destroyed. If you take over a commercial building, those are typically concrete.
Right.
And they can basically, those are a little bit better for a zombie base.
Yes.
So we're looking for something that's more of a commercial building.
At the very least, you want brick.
Yes. Well, they have, let's see, what does it go? It goes wood one, wood two. I can't remember what the difference between the two, but the second wood has got just basically more hit points. You go up to cobblestone blocks, which have more hit points. And then you have, what is it? You go up from there, you go to concrete blocks,
mm-hmm.
and then you go reinforced concrete, and then steel clad blocks. So that's your kind of, I don't know if they added any more. I don't think they did. I don't remember anything. Typically, if you get the wood ones, the zombies will shoot right through it real quick.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But if you get to the concrete ones, you've got a good starting point for base defense. I looked before I got on here and I saw Old Crow had already been playing for some time. I was like, dude, you're going to loot everything in sight. My daughter, no joke, because the original 6K map we ran, he knew where everything was and he cleared the place. My daughter nicknamed him Jawa James because he like, if it was there was anything there, he would loot it, and it was gone. He looted everything.
It was there.
So
you were lost.
So it was like one of those deals. I was like, yeah, dude, it's like you Jawa James. And he kind of like appreciated it. He was upset at first, but it's just like, dude, my 13-year-old daughter gave you that nickname. It's sticking, whether you like it or not.
Hey, you know what? I would take it because, I mean, you know, that's the kind of guy you want on your team.
Man.
He's out there collecting all that stuff, bringing it back to the base.
Well, not only that, but you're wanting to find stuff. And the funny thing is like, you would go to a place. He's one of those people that he knew where the good loot chests were, mm-hmm. and he would ignore everything else. So the problem is he would go to a place, ignore everything and go straight to the main chest.
Yeah.
So all the rest of us were people that we would go and loot a base or loot a house or something. We would see stuff and we'd start looting. And then all of a sudden we'd get to the chest and like,
because
we're
empty.
Thinking we cleared everything. Here's the big prize. Why isn't there anything in here? Old Crow, you know, we're all upset because,
you know what though? In the last map, I came across a house that he either hadn't touched.
Well, that was the 8K map.
Or had filled up. And it was not far from that fire station base that we had.
Every now and then you found one like that. But it was funny. It was like we would
I found like armor and stuff. I was like, yes, score.
Yeah.
And even though I brought it back to the base and
we all do, but it was you're out looting and stuff and you're out hitting these bases. You want to hit the main, that's like, but the funny thing is we wouldn't know until we got to it, or we started discovering like the trail he would leave, and we started figuring out the identifiers if he had been there, and we shouldn't waste our time with
right?
that place.
Yeah,
but it was always like halfway through the house you would like, you've been here, haven't you? And it's just like, well, great. I mean, now the main chest that we're going after is not going to be there because you just went straight for it. It's like, loot the rest of us so we know you were here. And he's like, no, I only want that one. Jerk.
But I mean, all that other stuff is still worth taking. You know, I mean, good
for... Well, that's exactly why we did it. We would go and loot it all, so...
Even though he was taking all the good stuff.
Yeah, he would go for the specific
Old Crow.
Stuff. And that's the problem was, he would go to this one, do that, and he would hit a ton of houses. We would go hit a couple of houses, but clear them, and then bring the stuff back, and then go back out and get more. He would like, get this stuff, get this stuff, get this stuff, get this stuff, this stuff. So we were going out there, and it's like, well, great, we're getting all the scraps. Jerk.
Hey, all I know is I don't know who made it possible for me to have the 4x4 last game, last map, but I appreciate that.
We got the mopeds. I think he said that he's got some of the recipes. We're just about to get motorcycles. Ooh. That's not bad for day two playing.
Not bad.
And we're also going to be getting, what is it?
I need to jump in for the next Blood Moon because I want to get some of those skills.
I'll see what day we're on. I'm assuming we'll be there in a couple of days because in-game time is a little bit different. I did slow it down like I did before.
Yeah.
I kept the original game time settings. So I wanted to stretch them out a little bit. But I didn't adjust the time that nighttime hit. So that's a little bit more realistic.
Yeah.
But it's man, once you get in there, you'll find it's a lot more of a challenge. I'm going to say that much.
Okay.
I have found
a little more realistic, kind of.
Not realistic. There's just more challenge in the beginning of it. And I kind of like that part. I mean, before, I didn't die that often because you can kind, but they really worked the AI a bit.
That's good.
At some points, the AI is pretty stupid, but they tried. But there's other times, though, man, those little hungry little bastards eat you up quick. But yeah, no, it's 7 Days to Die Alpha 20 has been a lot of fun, but it is buggy. I'm going to repeat that again. I don't want you guys to think that you're going to get in and you're going to be upset that, you know, this game kept crashing or I kept having bugs. Well, yeah, it's experimental build.
Unfortunately, it's going to happen. So
if you don't want to deal with that, stick with 19.6. You'll have some fun. But if you want to check out the changes and stuff like that, definitely download the experimental build.
I definitely want to check out that experimental. I want to check out the new stuff.
Yeah, and anybody wants access to our dedicated server, like I said, the Nerd Cave. If you go in there and look at the game servers, you will see the Nerd Cave Show 7 Days to Die server. That is password protected. I don't think I'll ever open it up to the public, but I'm always like, let me know and I'll send you what the password is. We are always looking for more community people to join us and have fun with us.
I like to think that at some point, you know, it can be opened up. I get it. I completely understand, and I'm on board with keeping it private for right now.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, in the future, I would love to know, you know, maybe we can run I say we, like I have absolutely anything to do with it. Which I don't. It's all him. maybe, you know, you could run a public server.
Here's my thought. There are plenty of public servers out there. The reason why, and this is the main reason, I have kept it with a password, but I'm free. I basically, if people ask, I like, hey, yeah, come and play with us.
It's not like you got to meet requirements or anything.
It's
like
because
that,
one,
to my
I
knowledge,
don't want to run too many server mods. I want to keep it as clean as possible.
Yeah,
there are some that are cool, but I just don't want to run them. Two, I don't have to worry about trolls.
I just got to say, completely off subject, this Happy Juice is like, yeah,
this is some good stuff, dude. This is some good stuff. I saw it at the store and I was like, I this looks tasty. I'm gonna have to try that. So
I like that bottle. That bottle might disappear when the liquid goes away. I'm just
saying. I don't know. This bottle has kind of moved up the list to be the reservoir bottle.
I got to take a look at the empty bottles you have.
I've got a mound of them over there.
I need to just take them. Well, the ones that you don't want.
Exactly. But, oh, man, where are we at on time?
I don't know. I think we're about almost at an hour.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm having too much fun.
I wish this would tell me how long we've been going for.
I know, right?
So
it doesn't.
Oh well,
we're close. Let's just say that we're always close.
We're always close. so yeah, 7 Days to Die. Go check it out. The other game that we've been
we would love to see you guys out there playing 7 Days to Die with us.
Exactly. I may revert the server back to if Alpha 20 doesn't, if this doesn't stabilize it, I'll talk with the guys and see if we want to go back to 19.6, where we want to stay with Alpha 20. It also depends on when they're gonna patch it, how often they're gonna patch it, and stuff like that.
Yeah. Now, question for you.
Yeah.
Can you run, or would it require like a second server? Can you run like one map, let's say, in the previous version and one in Alpha 20?
The amount of resources it takes to run one instance of the server software, I wouldn't run two on the same box.
Got you. So you would. Okay.
I wouldn't do it because it just requires way too much processing power. Even with the quad core hyper threading, with us adding more people, There were times we were actually hitting 50% CPU utilization, and that was just with four of us in it. I expect it to go up a little bit more once we get some more people in there, so I don't want to push it.
Right. Okay. Okay. I was curious because, you know, I mean...
I would have to get another box or another server somehow.
Okay. All right.
And set that up and get that running a second instance. And I can easily copy over the 19.6 and set it up somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I make backups almost every single day. So mm-hmm. I have incremental backups of all our maps because you can actually sit there and watch them grow.
Yeah.
As people have played. Put it to you this way, the when you first start a map, the backup is only like 20 or 30 megs.
Megs.
Okay. Right. By the time, and that's zipped, that's compressed.
Oh, okay.
By the time the last backup I made before I converted over to Alpha 20, the backup, and this is just the save folder.
Mm-hmm.
This is just the map data. It was 400 and like 450, maybe 500 megs.
Wow. That's not as much as I thought it would be, to be honest.
Well, I mean, the entire server software is like 4 or 5 gigs.
Oh, but
the map data is what gets loaded into RAM and stuff like
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
So we'll see. We'll see. One other thing, just to remind you guys, Mecha Knight's Nightmare is the indie game you guys should go check out.
Yes, you absolutely should. If you were a fan of like Mech Warrior and games like that, I think you would really enjoy that one.
It gives me good vibes of like the original Mech Warrior 2 from the DOS days. I just dated myself, I know.
That's okay. The gray in your beard dates you, just like me.
Oh, true, true, true. I'll give you that. So, all right. So, I think we're going to call it. I don't know where we're at on time. I really don't keep track. And
Has it been an hour already?
It's been close to that. If not, we're getting really close to an hour. Thank you guys so much for joining. Like I said, this is the first time we've done this on Instagram. So, there's been a few of you hopping in and out. Good to see you guys.
We love seeing all of you.
Yeah, you guys are great. You guys want to follow all that, get all the show notes. Like I said, all the links are going to be on the website. Go to nerdcaveshow.com or you go to audiocraz.com. There will be the show notes. If you're seeing the show notes, the day after is when I can finally get them updated. But if you look at the show notes, you will see a link to the websites there. You will also, if you click the very first link on the show notes, that'll take you to the page and I will have the links to the Steam page for the game, the indie game Spotlight. A link to 7 Days to Die, so you can check that out. And I may post some other random things.
Check out 7 Days to Die. It's a fun game.
Yeah, it's on Steam. It's not that. I don't even know how much it is.
I think it's like $14.99.
Is it? I thought it was like $25.
It might be more. I got it. I was lucky. I got it when it was on sale.
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. 7 Days survival game.
Whatever. I mean, in all honesty, the price is worth it because it's a really fun game. It's a great game to play. If you like that zombie apocalypse, you know, this is what's going to happen at the end of the world kind of stuff, you're going to enjoy it. I guarantee you.
Okay. So it is $24.99 by itself, or you can buy a two pack for $40. So
what's a two pack? Oh, just one to gift?
You can gift them. Like you can buy games and gift them to your friends and
Learning things on here, and I'm the co-host of the show.
How do you think I buy all my games? My daughter has her own Steam account. How do you think I purchase all her Steam games? I purchase them from my account and send them to her. So, yeah. All right, everybody, we're going to get out of here. NerdCaveShow.com is where you can go get listen to the latest podcast. AudioCrazy.com has all the show notes and stuff like that. We love you guys. You guys are absolutely amazing.
Awesome.
We're glad to be back.
Each and every one.
Oh, crap. Before we get out of here, there is one more thing, and I completely forgot about this. That box right there. Hand me that box, please.
We have a box.
I have a box. There's a bunch of random things in it. There's an Amazon box.
Amazon box.
Yep. Oh, this isn't it.
That's the one that was over there.
That is. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
You entertain these people. All right.
I'm the Beard and Gary. You know me. I'm the bearded weirdo. But 7 Days to Die, if you're like me and you don't always have a lot of time to play games, I would absolutely suggest 7 Days to Die. Just because it's fun. I like zombie games. I like when I can shoot things and...
I've got a lot of boxes.
Hang on. Here, I need to go check something.
I will talk to the people. You grab the box over there.
You, yes.
I will probably edit this out at the end, or maybe we'll keep it because we can keep people confused, and I kind of enjoy doing that. Hilarious. Yes, that's it. That's it. Hand me that box.
We found the things.
It's Christmas time. I got a lot of boxes.
Uh-oh.
So, this is your Christmas.
Oh, it's my Christmas.
That is your Christmas. Merry Christmas to you.
This is Christmas.
Yes.
Holy poo-poo.
The poo-poo, yes. Here, I'll make you space.
Yes, I got a space.
I want to see if...
the happy juice is hitting me way harder than I thought it would, so I apologize to everybody.
So, yeah, once again, guys, this is Redemption Bourbon. Num, num stuff. I'm appreciating...
It's not cooperating.
You broke the foam.
I did.
The happy juice is working. Why don't you slide it out the box?
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Split down the half.
I tried to do that.
The bourbon has made... Oh, crap.
Careful.
I've got foam pieces all over my house. There you go.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I saw that and I thought of you.
Dude,
Merry Christmas to you.
Look at this.
Isn't that awesome? That is... What is this thing? It's a skull... Crap.
I can drink out of the skulls of my enemies with this.
Yeah, skull double... The text is hard to read. Let's see here. Arola stainless steel skull mug. I figured you'd appreciate the horn.
Man, I'm going to be nice and not say what was on my mind at the moment, but all I'm going to say is this is a really awesome mug. Thank you.
Hey, Merry Christmas. All right, everybody. We're going to get out of here. I had to do this last little bit. I almost forgot about it because that's the way I am. I'm horrible at organizing. So thank you guys so much for listening. This is us doing stupid things at the end of the show because
that's what we do.
I don't organize nothing. And but I got happy juice and I'm good. So, and we're also, like I said, we were doing this. If you go to Nerd Cave Show on Instagram, we were doing this live. We may do this again. This was fun.
I hope so.
This was a lot of fun. So
this was.
Love you guys. NerdCaveShow.com. Go say hi. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.